Juno's Perseverance Theater kicked off its 30th season last weekend with the government inspector Nikolai Gogol's mistaken identity comedy. It's a debut for Art Roach, who returns as artistic director after 6 years in New York. KTOO's Weld Royal has the story.
Art Roach calls the opening set for the government inspector Gothic Fantasia in rural Alaska. It's meant to be a half-finished room off a garage where a corrupt official and his friends like to hang out.
The way this town works is if you have a problem, if you need your tax assessment lowered or your parking ticket fixed, you just drop off a TV or a case of liquor or some cigarettes and the mayor takes care of it. So the room is full of boxes of product.
There are flat-screen TVs, iPods, IMAXs, and boxes of Irish whiskey. A stuffed grizzly bear guards the loot, stacked along walls sheathed in tarp and duct tape. This is Roach's first major performance since he took the top job at the Douglas Playhouse. He started off his career in theater, building stage sets for Perseverance founder Molly Smith. After more than a decade, he left to study stage design in graduate school at New York University. At that time, another student who had lived in Alaska convinced Roach that the classic Russian tale of petty corruption and greed would fit perfectly in the state.
There isn't anything that refers to, you know, Wasilla or Alaska, but there are some things that sound relevant to hear, like you can ride a horse for 3 days and never get anywhere. The whole scenario where there's someone new in town and they assume that that must be the person that they're looking for because there's never anyone new in town.
The Perseverance performance modernizes the language of Gogol's tale of coarse Russian provincials, satirical servants, and haughty young cads, but doesn't change much else. That's according to Emma Griffin, who's in from New York to direct the play.
Something that is important to me in dealing with a text that is a classic text is that the approach to the language and the approach to the situation is modern and colloquial, and that its sense of comedy is modern. The jokes don't feel like old Russian jokes.
The tale is told with biting wit and amiable non sequiturs. Lars Barnstable is the young man everyone believes is the government inspector. Bill is his servant, and here he helps another cast member to a false conclusion.
Oh, he's a general, all right. And then some.
So, what's that? Does that mean he's higher or lower than a real general?
Higher.
Really?
A few lines sound like they're straight from today's headlines. In this scene, Barnstable plays up his experience with more bravado than fact.
All right, I said, Mr. Chair and delegate citizens, I accept your nomination as vice commissioner of this department. However, I've got my eyes on each and every one of you, so watch out.
The play casts no judgments, and even the shadiest characters come off as likable. Or at least that's the way Tsar Nicholas saw it when the play was first performed in the 1830s. He's reported to have said that The Inspector is a very good play because everyone gets it, including him. In Juno, I'm Weld Royal.